Now our first feature, where Keith Skipper shares his memories of Morecambe and Wise. Our reader is Jane Evans.
I first met these wisecracking wizards during a summer season at Great Yarmouth in the mid-60s, a golden era for seaside entertainment with a proper family flavour. Eric welcomed me into their dressing room with a heartfelt, "Come in, young man, and take the weight off your notebook." Ern couldn't get a word in sideways for nearly 40 minutes. I believe over half a century later, their patter, timing and mannerisms, born and nourished in the unforgiving world of vaudeville, provides a perfect antidote to so much tasteless twaddle from today's nasty brigade. Back in the 60s, I was unable to catch the full drift of quip-fire exchanges as a sharp breeze ate greedily into our late afternoon interview and threatened to dislodge Eric's glasses. I wonder what Eric and Ern would sound like if they could make a comeback to Norfolk today. Ern, is it true Cromer's really good for arthritis? Eric, oh yes, my Uncle Albert came here once and he got it. Ern, this water hardly comes up to my expectations. Eric, ah, that'll be part of the county council cuts, leaving a lot of people short. You must know the feeling. Yes, times are hard. Only thing I get on my birthday now is a year older. Reckon we'd better be careful out here. Did you know a killer whale has been spotted off West Runton? It's a publicity stunt, my little gullible friend. Didn't they do the same at Great Yarmouth when we were there? Thousands of culture lovers missed our show in the hope of catching a glimpse of Scroby Dick. Well, I'm going to keep an eye out for Lord Nelson. He's the fellow they call on round here to repel invaders. Did you see that play what I wrote about Norfolk's most famous son? See it? I gave my right arm to play the lead when you graciously turned yourself down for not being tall enough. A wise decision, little Ern. You can't make a drama out of a half Nelson. Oh yes, I starred as Hardy in the first act and Laurel in the second to get a few more laughs. I'm working on my hornblower now. There's no answer to that. Did Nelson write in the vernacular? No, he used vellum, like most admirals. And when scurvy broke out, he had him locked up again. That water's doing funny things to your brain. Still, it doesn't have to go far. My big ambition is to set Kipling to music. Rudyard? Well, it won't be easy. Are you attending that fancy dress ball in Overstrand tonight, Eric? I think I'll look in as Napoleon. Yes, that's one way you can always keep one hand on your wallet. I'll present myself as a community-minded policeman, raiding a seafood restaurant with a cry of, "Don't move a muscle!" Why exactly are you washing your feet? Well, I do mine every year, whether they need it or not. I often wonder if you really know what good, clean fun is. I give up. What is it? Here's something you don't know. I got complimented on my driving today in Burnham Market. Someone left a little note on my windscreen. It said, "Parking fine." So that was nice. Back to the pitch and putt golf course. Right, I'll carry you around. Don't forget to bring your tea urn. Tea urn, do you get it, my everlasting little friend with short, fat, hairy, damp legs?